6. Hey, Tom.
Howdy, Miss Patrick. Guess a man's got to make a living, though. How you doing, buddy?
But I'm not down there anymore. I'm up here in Hendersonville trying to figure out how to get home.
Where you at?
Lots of flooding and roads closed up here, so having to use all my knowledge of the back roads to weave around all of it.
That's bad, Patrick. I hate to hear that. I heard some guy on here a while ago trying to report a tree down, but I couldn't make it out good enough to help him out. And you know me, I'm not that familiar with the surrounding area. And I think he said something about Skywarn, and I don't know anything about that. But it'd be a good thing to know right now. I'm just leaving Ingalls and headed for home. I had to go down and get some blind, or a blind made for the front room. It shot traps. But if all else fails, come on down. We got an extra room.
Hopefully it's not that bad. I should be able to get home. It's just having to dodge all these other people out here on the road, too.
Let me turn this radio down. In that size of a vehicle, man, I just don't know what I'd do, Patrick. A lot of times you don't have much of a choice. Oh, here comes a sheriff's officer, I'm pretty sure, according to my radar detector. But it's just now starting to pour down hard. And I thought maybe I'd get out a little bit ahead of it. It virtually rained all night. I haven't felt well. I had a bad night and didn't particularly want to get out in this, but Renee said she'd make me some vegetable soup if I'd go get some oxtails, so I did that, and I decided I'd get that blind for the front room window at the same time, and I had to cut it. But it's pouring down here, too.
It's been flooding up here since yesterday evening. It's just getting worse. And we're supposed to get a lot more rain between now and Saturday.
It's a matter of all storms, it looks like, Patrick. It could be a Cat 4 time it hits, and wouldn't surprise me, man, if it jumped to 5, but it's had no resistance whatsoever and just boomed on through there. I was going to get out and fill up, but I only need a quarter of a tank, and we ain't going nowhere, so rain on that. I'm just going to go on home. I'm getting down here close to Willis's.
Home in a minute, then. Then you can enjoy your vegetable soup.
Yep. Hi, Shane. Go ahead, buddy.
Hello, heard you in here. Hey, Patrick. And sorry you're not feeling well, Tom. I would love some vegetable soup right now. That would be awesome, especially with that oxtail.
Good thing that Bernice has always done, and my mother done it, and really gives the vegetable soup a good flavor. She always makes a sandwich out of it. I generally don't, but I've tasted it, and it tastes like good beef. And I went to Food Lion first, and they got all packaged meats, except I think there's three things that aren't packaged, and that's all they cut. And I went over to Ingalls, and the old boy said, "You find what you want?" And I said, "Well, my wife wants some small oxtails rather than the big ones if you got them." And I said, "All that's out here is the big ones." And, "Oh, just hang on a minute. I'll fix you right up." And he went back and cut it. And just a world of difference. And none of their stuff is prepackaged like that. Ingalls is a good place. Go ahead, Patrick.
Up there. Well, I have never had vegetable beef soup with oxtails, so I will have to take your word for it. Just never tried that.
Well, the oxtail has that bone marrow in it, and when you cook the bones make the broth out of it, that's really good for you. Not only are you getting the good flavor of the beef, but you're also getting the good nutrients out of that. There's nothing like it. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I agree, Patrick. You just toss them in there, I guess. You have to ask Bernice and let it cook with the rest of the soup. She buys some vegetables for vegetable soup, specifically there at Ingles, that are frozen, of course. And it's really got a fine mixture of stuff to make homemade vegetable soup with. We'll have sent some home with you sometime. You won't know the difference, I don't think. Depends on how good they wash that oxtail.
And we'll give it a try. Just like I said, never tried it. Just something I've never heard of, really. Summer recipe, right, Tom? any of that bone marrow is supposed to be really good for you. But there's a Jamaican place downtown Greenville, and they actually sell one of their plates is oxtail, and it comes out with rice and vegetables and four smaller oxtails with all the meat on them right on the plate. Took my oldest son there one time, and man, that was delicious.
It's just cow tail is all it is. It's not really oxtail. They just call it that anymore, Patrick. Where was that restaurant at? Bernice is probably listening back home.
Street, Tom. It's called Jamaican Me Crazy. It's a Jamaican restaurant, if you didn't figure that out.
Well, that'd be a good place to take Bernice. She's Jamaican Me Crazy. Isn't that right, Patrick? I'm abused.
The other way around, you making her crazy. But guys, I'm losing a repeater here, so I'm going to jump out. Y'all carry on, and I'll keep listening if I can. Okay, great check, and I'm clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen. Good to hear you. Be careful. And I hope that means you're headed home. N4ZO, okay, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, be safe out there, Patrick, most of all, and good luck. And great to hear you this morning. Made my day hearing you two guys out there. You made me feel better. Anyways, I'm getting ready to turn down the big hill here, Shane. If you're working, you'd be especially safe out there, too. The roads are now starting to pond, and they weren't when I went down earlier, Shane. In 4ZLK, N0TR. Have a great day.
So to Bernice, I hope that soup makes you feel better. And I'm actually sitting home. I'm off today. I will be out in it tomorrow, apparently. I couldn't get anybody that was willing to. I don't know if there's anybody that was available, but nobody. I asked around. Nobody wanted to get wet. So I'll be out there tomorrow. Be careful. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Be careful out there in your travels. That is affirmative. Be careful out in your travels.
Right now, I'm sitting at the desk at home, so I'm off today, but thank you. I will. I always try to be. But how are you doing? How are you and Duncan?
I'm fine. We're just sitting here monitoring the weather and keeping our eyes and ears open for anything that comes along our way. It's currently raining down here. It's been raining on and off all morning, so otherwise, we're doing okay so far. W3SUV.
Guys, have a good day. Really nice to hear you. Surprised to hear you over here. Yeah, we've already had rivers flooded up here in Cleveland. It's been raining all night and most of the day. It's kind of let up a little bit, but I am glad to be sitting in the house, but I will have to be out tomorrow. 7-3 to you and Duncan, and be careful. W3SUE and 4ZLK.
Shane, what repeater is this?
Repeater on Caesar's Head Mountain. It's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society repeater.
Just off a frequency, that's all. All right, Shane, have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. W3SUE, be clear.
N4ZO, okay.